Hey guys, Jordan here. It is currently 10 past 5 in the morning, and today we are doing a full day in the life of a social media marketing agency owner, me. But before we get into it, like, comment, subscribe, turn that notification bell on, and let's get started with this video. Okay guys, as I said, today we are going to do a full day in the life of me. I've never done one of these before, so it's going to be an interesting one. I have a couple of meetings set, I've got a couple of consultation calls, I've got work I need to do in between, so believe me when I say this video is going to be stacked full of value. You guys are going to learn so much from it, I'm hoping anyway, so make sure that you watch it till the very end. It's going to be loads, it's going to be really, really juicy one. So I've just gone through my morning routine, just woke up. As I said, it is now 5:11 a.m. and I just woke up. I've done a few things that I do in the morning to wake me up. So I get up, I put my alarm on the other side of the room to make sure that it gets me out of bed, because if not I'll probably end up snoozing it and going straight back to sleep. I then drink and down a whole bottle of water, so it's about 700 milliliters, because in the daytime you wouldn't go 7 hours without drinking water, so why would you at night? So your body's dehydrated, and drinking water is like kickstarting the engine, getting fluid running and through all your organs, and it just makes you feel instantly more awake and alive. I then splash my water, or splash my face or with cold water. And again, it just really helps wake me up. And after this, I'm very much alive and very much to go get it. But believe me when I say, before that, I'm quite sluggish. It's still hard getting out of bed, and it doesn't get a lot easier. But when you go through that routine, you're good as gold. So now I am just laying downstairs. I'm sitting on the sofa, catching up on Expert Secrets, a really, really great book by Russell Brunson. Great for personal brand developers and info product creators. I'm in my gym gear because I go to the gym at 6 o'clock in the morning. But I always spend about 30 to 45 minutes reading every single morning, working on personal development. I've got a banana here, a breakfast biscuit type thing, and a black espresso, coffee, all for energy before the gym. I don't work out fasted. I work out with a bit of energy, so I get that in me, some carbs, so I'm good to go for when I'm actually at the gym to hit my workouts. The mornings for me are all about personal development. I don't work in the mornings because I want to work on myself, get my mind right, get my body right. So when I'm sat at my desk, once I'm sat ready to do some work or on my way to meetings, everything else is in check, so I can just focus, tunnel vision, on the business, on the task in hand, and it really, really helps me out. I read a book called Morning Miracle, The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. I've mentioned it before on this channel. It is a game changer. It changed my life. So if you haven't read it already, do check it out. I'll put a link down in the description. Really, really great book. So yeah, that's it's going to be an interesting one today. I haven't done anything like this before. As I said, I am going to be documenting everything, so bear with me guys, and I'll see you in a moment. Now in the gym, it's pretty much empty. Always is at this time, which is really good. I'm going to have the place to myself, so happy days. All done. So it's just gone 7 o'clock, and I'm all done from the workout. Now going to go home, have some breakfast, have a shower, and then I'll be at my desk ready to do some work. Okay, all fresh, at the shower, changed, although looking at this shirt, it looks like it needs an iron, and I've just had my breakfast, so I'm ready to go and ready to hit it. I'm currently working on my emails, so I'm just going through my emails, all the messages that I kind of haven't responded to overnight, my Instagram messages, my Facebook messages, everyone under mentorship, and also clients as well. I get loads of messages, so catching up on all them so I can keep my mind clear throughout the day and I don't have to do them all this evening, because no doubt I'll have another batch of messages that I need to catch up on. It is just gone 8 o'clock. So I'm mindful that I'll need to leave soon for my first meeting. So yeah, I'll crack on and I'll be with you in a bit.
So now on route to first meeting of the day, it's with a guy called Chris. He actually owns a competitor marketing company in my local city. And I reached out to him more for a networking opportunity, just to see what he's all about, what kind of services he's providing, and if there's anything we can do to work together to ensure we're both making the maximum amount of money possible and we're not fighting over the same company. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting one.
Hey guys, so first meeting of the day, and I'm here with Chris Reeve. He is a manager of a digital marketing agency
in my local city of Norwich. And as I said to you guys just a bit earlier, I reached out to Chris for a networking opportunity. We haven't introduced each other before. We've just kind of had a very brief Skype call before. So I just wanted to put a face to the name, see if there's any potential opportunities for us to work together, and I'll let Chris introduce himself quickly and just tell you a bit more about what he does.
So yeah, as Jordan said, my name's Chris Reeve. I work for a social media marketing agency called Digital Boss, and we specialise in managing people's social media content across all platforms, and we also have a piece of Instagram targeting software which rapidly grows followers, which is wicked if you want to build your credibility fast. Mm-hmm. And of course, everyone loves new followers because it's a nice little vanity metric. I'm meeting Jordan today. He's a really inspirational chap. He's doing a lot of good stuff, so I'd recommend reaching out to him if you can. And the whole point here is that meeting face-to-face, massively undervalued. We've now realised that there's actually a lot more business than we originally thought that we could do. Mm-hmm. And going forwards, you know, Jordan might potentially be helping out with our clients in terms of some paid Facebook campaigns. And likewise, Jordan could potentially use us to look after some of his social media channels as well. Yeah. So yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, thanks, Chris. Yeah, so that's, in a nutshell, that's pretty much everything. There is good potential for us to work together, so we are going to explore that. And I just wanted to show you guys Chris and introduce him, because I wanted to reconfirm the fact that networking is really powerful, and it's really important to meet with other people and even your direct competitors, because there's no point all competing against each other and trying to fight against the same clients when you could possibly make more money working together. So I think that's the moral of this meeting, and I just want to show you guys, we're just sat by the river.
What a view.
Yeah. So yeah, it's nice. It's a good meeting, a successful one. So I'll just round it up here, guys, and I'll keep you updated throughout the day. Okay, guys, so that's the first meeting of the day over. Went really, really well. Better than I expected, actually. I'm glad that I reached out to Chris and we had the opportunity to network and put a face to a name, because I see huge opportunities for us to work together now and potential collaborations that we can work on in the future. I'm actually going to meet him again next week so we can discuss this in more detail and set something up between our companies, and also so I can potentially do an interview with Chris for my YouTube channel so we can talk into more detail about Instagram and what he actually does with Instagram for his clients. I think it would provide a lot of value to you guys. Just gonna cross the road. There's lots of pollen about. And so yeah, now I'd advise all of you guys doing what I did today and reaching out to your competitors, not seeing your competitors as the enemy, but maybe as someone who you could actually make more money with working together. Because whilst you look at other social media marketing agencies in your area, 9 times out of 10, they might not actually be providing the exact same service of you, and you wanna just check what services they're providing and explore ways that you could potentially work together, because it makes much more sense for you not to compete over the same clients and to work together and make more money together instead of competing against each other and snaking each other and whatever and each other's clients. It just doesn't make sense to do that. So do what I did today, introduce yourself, say hi, meet up for a coffee. There's only positives that can come out of it. I'm now en route to my second meeting of the day. It's quite hot already. And I'm meeting with Michael, one of my existing clients. I've been working with him for a couple of months now. He owns a very, very successful events company in my local city, but also all around the UK. They produce big dance events all over the place, like warehouse parties, club events, big DJ, international DJs and celebrities. So really, really great parties. I've attended lots of them myself. And I work with Michael on all of his social media work, all of his paid traffic and generating people to their booking page and getting more people at those events and through the door buying tickets. So really great guy, Michael. I'll try and get him on camera as well so I can talk about a little bit more about what I'm doing with him at the moment. We're going to be talking about our strategy for the next couple of months and a couple of events that he has coming up. So all positive stuff. I'll get him on the camera in a moment. So guys, so I'm sat here with Michael. I've known Michael for a couple of years. As you guys will already know, if you watched my channel before, I used to run events myself, nightclub events in my city, and that's how I met Michael. He used to be my biggest rival back then. He used to blow me out of the water. It's probably the reason I ended up failing in that industry. So I just wanted to get Michael on camera so he could just introduce himself to you guys and tell you a little bit about what we've been doing today.
Yeah, so today we've had like an absolute legend meeting, just talking about some events that are coming up. Massive plans, we've got a massive warehouse event, we've got famous DJs, celebrities, a couple of Love Island stars for those of you out there obsessed with it, so the whole nation is. So yeah, really, really productive meeting. It hasn't been a long one, so we've only been here for sort of about, you know, 15-20 minutes, but you know, really, really, really important stuff that we're talking about, different marketing activities that we're going to be doing to make sure that our events is the most successful they possibly can be. And yeah, just a, sort of a catch up to discuss, you know, content, you know, how we're going to deliver that content, the different marketing channels that we're going to be delivering the content through. So yeah, really short meeting, but also really productive. So there's no point sitting here for like, you know, an hour, you know, chatting about, you know, our social lives and stuff like that, you know, because Jordan's busy, I'm busy, you know, you guys are busy, you know, so it's all about getting in there super quick, get a coffee, get stuff down, and then we can all crack on our day.
Like it. And actually something which is important to mention that has come up today, which we didn't have the opportunity of before, is Michael obviously running big events, has big network connections with large companies around the UK, not mentioning any names. He's got a massive network of businesses in the UK, and businesses actually reach out to him and say, do you know, there's someone that can run our social media. They've asked them before to run their social media. So there's big, big potential for us to work together in the future on his relationships, not taking away from his relationships at all, but maybe even white labeling my service so I can get more clients and he can make more money as well, like passive income. We've just been coming up, as he said, with some strategies for the next couple of months, loads and loads of events coming up. So yeah, productive meeting. Yeah, that's it guys, I'll round this one up and I'll keep you guys updated throughout the day. Second meeting of the day done. As Michael said, went really well. Just a quick one though, we're just planning the strategy for the next couple of months events. It's Freshers Week here in just over a month's time, which is a big, big time when all of first year university students come to the city and they just want to party for like 2 weeks straight. So they've got like 14 solid events on those weeks. They've got celebrities, international DJs, big warehouses events. So all exciting stuff, but it's crucial that we get their marketing spot on. So, I mean, we want to really sell out over 4,000 tickets. So lots of potential revenue for them there. And yeah, really great client of mine. So I always enjoy catching up with Michael. I'm actually now walking to have another meeting, third meeting of the day, but this time it is with my mother. I'm meeting my mum and my sister. I'm going to take them out for lunch because family always come first, always got time for family, even when I've got a busy day worth of meetings. Just picked up my mum and my sister. They were having tea, so we are now gonna go for some lunch in a local restaurant at Rooftop Gardens. Got really nice views, so I'll see you guys there. So I'm now driving home. It's been a successful day in the city so far. I've got a consultation call at 4 o'clock. It's now just gone 2:30, and then I've got another consultation at 7 o'clock with one of the guys enrolled in my course. So from now until then, from 2:30 till 4, I'm going to be doing some client work. I signed up a new client yesterday, so I need to set up their ad account and create some new adverts and schedule some posts for the week as well. So get all that sorted for my consultation. So yeah, I'll see you guys when I get home. So back at the desk, back to the grind. I am currently working on some advert work, don't know if you can see that. So I'm working with a new client. As I say, I signed up a brand new client yesterday. So I've just been going through a Dropbox folder that they set up with loads and loads of content, picking out stuff which is worthy for adverts, putting together my first couple of adverts for them. It's an industry that I haven't worked with before, so I'm split testing the hell out of this for the first month. I want to make sure I'm hitting the right audience and I'm getting the right kind of content and people responding to it well. It's important that I nail this one because the actual owner of the business has massive connections within the industry, so it can open up big doors for me. And I'm aware of the time because very, very shortly I have a consultation call with one of my students, someone enrolled in my course. They're having a bit of trouble with one of their clients, so I just want to, well, I'm going to be ironing out some issues with their ads and diagnosing them and seeing if I can help out. I'll try and pick some valuable stuff out from that consultation call, so bear with me.
On the 30th of August, they've got their head chef dude, director chef. He's got they've got the winner of MasterChef 2017 coming in for an event, so I'm trying to just create the thing on Eventbrite, but they've got like a 6:30, 7:30, 8:30 and a 9:30 setting. And then at the 9:30 sitting, it's at a premium, and then obviously she'll sit with the people and have dinner. So again, is it just to create an event and then do a is it a traffic ad then or an engagement?
It's an engagement advert. So if you just click engagement, but at the bottom you can choose whether you want to optimise what you want to optimise the engagement ad for. So if you just select event responses, it will optimise it for people who are more likely to attend events, people who Facebook see as people who are attending events regularly. So and attending similar events as well, if you get the targeting right. So I'd do it like that. Even though they have multiple slots, I would just put that in the actual description of the event itself. So I would change the time to whenever the first slot is until the end slot, and then put that in the description itself. And then on the actual booking page of the event, if it's by Eventbrite, I would obviously have all of that information on there. So then you can drive traffic from the event on Facebook to then the actual event. Yeah, exactly that. Okay. And if they do have any previous events on their Facebook page which have done well, you can also retarget people from previous events from on Facebook. So you can retarget people who... So the way you do that is you go over to your custom conversions. And so on Facebook Ads Manager, you go over to custom conversions, and there is now a metric very new, which is for event responses. And all you do is just tick all the boxes from previous events, and it will automatically retarget all of those people who clicked attending to previous events.
How do you know all this stuff?
Okay, so that's consultation call number one over. I was just watching the footage back and I realised my focus was out the whole time, which is really frustrating, but it doesn't matter. These things happen. So that call went really well. I hope you got value from those little snippets I showed you just then. We're talking about ClickFunnels. We're talking about a art gallery event that she's going to be promoting, and going through how she can target that and maximise the interest and the ticket sales for that. So now I am going to, it's just gone five, I am going to have dinner and have a little chill out, and I have another consultation call at 7 o'clock. So between then I'll probably do some more advert work as well, because I really need to get this stuff done for the client I signed up yesterday, and as I've been so busy with meetings today, kind of time is on, because I want to get some adverts live for the weekend so we can start gaining some traction on their page. So I'm gonna have dinner and then I'll be back again on my next consultation call at 7 o'clock. Okay guys, so I've just had dinner and I am just about to jump on second consultation call of the day. It's only 6 o'clock now. The guy has asked if he can move the call earlier, which I'm more than happy to do. So now I'm gonna jump on this call. It's actually gonna be a video chat. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna screen record my Mac so you can follow the conversation between the two of us. I always act like clients are being ridiculous when they say, if they ever like try and like push back on price, because I just say, look, this is so cheap compared to the amount of money you're going to be making from these adverts, because you have like you've already listed to me, and roll back onto the problems that they have talked about in the start of the meeting, that you've already told me that you're not busy on Tuesdays and your yoga classes aren't busy and whatever, all these problems that you have within the business which need sourcing. Even if we just fix those problems, then you would be making thousands and thousands of extra pounds of revenue per month. You've already told me that you should be at point C if we solved all them problems, but what about if we like, do you know what I mean? So bring it back to all the things that they've said throughout that meeting. And you just say, look, you've got two options here. You either take action on this and you take this risk-free investment. You invest in this money. I don't see you as spending money. I see it as me giving you money back. You've got two options. You take this risk-free investment and you take action with me today. We build a great relationship. I make you a ton of money and you refer me to all of your friends. Or you don't take action. You still have these problems. You still won't be busy on Tuesdays. You still won't have busy in yogas. And you'll be in the same position you are now, and your business will never progress. And that's, you kind of lay that, plant that seed in them, and that's a good way for you to come back on price. Is just be like, well, look, what is the solution here? You're telling me you've got all these problems. You're telling me that you're making 40 grand a month, but you should be making 80 grand a month if all your problems were solved, but you're doing nothing to solve them problems, and you're about to turn me away because I'm trying to solve them for you. Guys, I just wanted to show you that little snapshot of that that consultation call just then, because that whole call was booked because this guy has been struggling with his meetings and actually getting pricing rejections. So if you're getting pricing rejections, watch that little snapshot again, because I think you'll get an awful lot of value from it. It's a really effective technique for you to use. So we are at the end of the day. Thank God I am shattered. So what I'm going to do is, before we round this video off, I'm going to get in something more comfortable, get downstairs, and we'll finish this video off laying on the sofa with a bit of a summary.
Good
Oh, that feels good. So just before you guys judge me for drinking Beck's, it's actually alcohol free because I'm not allowed any alcohol because of the old hair transplant. Don't want to be damaging them follicles now, do we? So yeah, alcoholic free, it just tastes good. So yeah, guys, that is the end of the day. I'll be lying if I said I wasn't shattered. Been loads going on. I actually have got some advert work to do this evening as well, when I'm just going to sit here on the sofa, just chill out tonight and watch a bit of telly. And yeah, do some work on my iPad. I can do adverts on my iPad, so that's what I'm going to do this evening. And the reason I made this video is because I just wanted to let you guys into my life a bit more, show you the day in the life of one of my probably more busy days than usual, if I'm completely honest. But realistically, these are the days that you are going to be having when you're first starting out. These are the days, this is what your days are going to be like, this is what they should be like. If you're cold calling, you're getting clients, you're setting meetings more importantly, and you're just going out there and getting it and acquiring business. Now, this is me, 7-8 months down the line, and I'm still having lots of meetings, I'm still networking, I'm still expanding, because I'm not where I personally want to be as of yet. Don't get me wrong, I am so happy, this life is incredible. I took Monday off, I'm taking the whole weekend off, I take off as much time as I possibly can, because I want to pacify this business. And today, yes, has been a busier day than usual, but I wanted to prepare you guys for what it's actually like when you are working for yourself, how busy it can be and how busy you need to make it. You need to just set meetings and sign up clients and go out there and go get it. If you enjoyed this video, by the way, guys, I will be making more of them, a bit more kind of day in the life videos, being more transparent with you, maybe some when I'm on holiday as well, which will be quite good, how I maybe manage my relationships out there. So please do drop me a comment about what you enjoyed about this video, what your favorite thing was about the video, what you got the most value from, and if you can share it with someone that will get value from it, that'll be great as usual. If you're not subscribed, but I am disappointed, please do subscribe, turn that notification bell on, and I'll be back again on Monday or Tuesday. See you guys.